Landfill Supervisor Tim Loveday said they've had a consultant working for a couple of months to see if the county should take on curbside collection. He said a draft of the report should be ready this week, and they will present it to council in a couple of weeks. Republic's contract doesn't expire until 2022, but Loveday said they have to decide now what direction they will take.
We have to move forward next year with either putting together the RFP for rebidding the Republic contract, or we have to start putting money aside and making the operations plans and getting the equipment in place to be able to start doing that ourselves in 2022. So we're really up against a time crunch right now.
He was asked what gut feeling he has about taking over collections. Loveday said he's 50-50 about the idea.
My gut feeling, based on the exchanges with the consultant, is that things are to come back financially in our favor to run a program ourselves. I think not only from just the basic finances, we're also going to see a situation where we can provide a lot better service to the residents than what we can do right now. That said, the side items, you know, that don't show up in a spreadsheet quite as well are waste collection workers is one of the highest injury rates in the country right now. So, you know, we've got an insurance issue there. You know, we're going to have to really price that because it's not going to be included in this report. But we're going to have to look at self-insured versus having a third party insure us, because you've got a lot of liability when you start running those trucks around.
On a related item, he said a company has come to him with a proposed waste energy plant that might convert plastic and some other landfill waste into diesel fuel. That's a concept that's attracted interest from Councilmember Glenn Wright. Loveday said they know the technology is out there, but they don't know at this time whether it's affordable. He said the company that's approached him is looking at a small site for a plant, about half an acre. The firm would have to invest some $15 million, and it needs a commitment from the county for 20 to 25 years.
Right now, I'm ferreting through it because, you know, as you well know, when people bring this to me, I'm always at snake oil because very few, they all talk about it, and they really put on great presentations, but very few actually have facilities that are up and operating anywhere in the world. This particular company does have facilities up and operating, and there's also a second company that just built the facility and has it up and operating in West Virginia. They do different types of things, but you know, trying to find one that I think is palatable to the council and palatable to our citizens that is environmentally friendly, it adds to the difficulty.
County Council Chairman Roger Armstrong asked if they could sound out other counties in the Wasatch Back about joining such an operation. Loveday said it's difficult to judge by other examples since most other waste energy operations have been done overseas.
You know, at some point here, I don't think we're going to be operating this landfill for another 40 years, not in the current state that it is now. I think we will be doing some type of waste to energy through another technology. It's just identifying that technology and trying not to be the guinea pig when it does come along. I'd just as soon not be the first.
Summit County Landfill Superintendent Tim Loveday. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.